I now consider this first series of my writings completed, and completed in just such a form as satisfies even myself. In any case, I give myself my word that from tomorrow I shall not spend even 5 more minutes of my time on this first series. And now, before setting to work on the second series of my writings, in order to give it a form accessible to everyone, I intend to rest for a whole month, to write absolutely nothing, and for a stimulus to my organism, fatigued to the extreme limit, slowly to drink the still remaining 15 bottles of super, most super heavenly nectar, which at the present time is known on earth as Old Calvados. This Old Calvados, by the way, 27 bottles of it, I was considered worthy to find, by accident, buried under a mixture of lime, sand, and finely chopped straw, several years ago when I was digging a pit for storing carrots for the winter in one of the cellars of my present chief dwelling place. The bottles of this divine liquid were buried in all probability by monks who had lived in this place, far from worldly temptations for the salvation of their souls. It now seems to me that it was not without some ulterior motive that they buried these bottles there, and that, by virtue of what is called their intuitive perspicacity, the data for which, one must assume, were formed in them thanks to their pious lives, they foresaw that this divine liquid would fall into hands worthy of understanding the meaning of such things, and that it would stimulate the owner of these hands to sustain the meaning of the ideals on which the corporation of these monks was founded, and assist their better transmission to the next generation. During this rest of mine, fully deserved from any point of view, I wish to drink this splendid liquid, which alone, during recent years, has given me the possibility of tolerating without suffering beasts similar to myself around me, and to listen to new anecdotes, and sometimes, for lack of new ones, old ones, provided, of course, that the storyteller is a good one. It is still midday, and as I have given my word not to write anything further for this first series, starting only from tomorrow, I still have time, and without breaking my word, can add with a clean conscience that a year or two ago, I categorically decided to publish only the first series of my writings. As regards the second and third series, my intention was not to publish them, but to organize their distribution in order, among other things, to fulfill through them one of the fundamental tasks I have set myself under essence oath, namely, to prove to all my contemporaries, cost what it may, the absurdity of all their inherent ideas concerning the supposed existence of a certain other world, with its famous and so beautiful a paradise, and its so repugnant a hell, and at the same time to establish theoretically and afterwards demonstrate practically, so that even a complete victim of contemporary education would have to understand, not without a shudder, that hell and paradise do indeed exist, only not in another world, but here beside us on earth. After the publication of the first series, I intend, for the spreading of the ideas contained in the second series, to organize in various large centers simultaneous public readings accessible to all. And as regards the real, indubitably comprehensible objective truths that have been brought to light by me in the third series, I wish to make this series accessible exclusively to those who, after listening to the second series of my writings, will be selected by specially prepared people according to my considered instructions.